Unit 5. Exercise 7.
The average car is made up of a large number of different materials, as this pie chart here shows. Steel makes up by far the single largest percentage of materials, accounting for 55% of the car materials by weight. Then comes iron, with 13%. Plastics make up 10% of the car, although this percentage is naturally increasing all the time as car makers try to make vehicles lighter. Aluminium accounts for 5% of the materials, although some cars contain much more. Some manufacturers are switching from steel to aluminium to save weight because aluminium's so light. And new alloys mean that aluminium is now about as rigid as steel. Another advantage is that it's corrosion resistant. It's going to be interesting to see if the popularity of aluminium continues to increase in the future. Returning to my chart, you can see that rubber accounts for about 5% of the weight, and fluids and lubricants make up 4%. Zinc, lead and copper together account for 3%, and glass makes up 2%. All the other materials, including things like fabrics and ceramics, make up the final 3% together. Now I'm going to move on to look at how the different materials can be recycled.